USA Radio News. President Biden warned Chinese President Xi Friday of consequences if Beijing gave material support to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the White House said. Both sides stressed the need for a diplomatic solution.
He also described the implications and consequences if China provides material support.
The Prime Minister of Norway says 4 U.S. service members have been killed during a NATO training exercise. On his Twitter account today, Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said, quote, "It is with great sadness we have received the message that 4 American soldiers died in a plane crash last night." Norwegian Armed Forces said the soldiers were aboard an Osprey aircraft assigned to a Marine Expeditionary Force in the northern part of the country. There's no word yet on the identity of the 4 service members. Crews in Eastland County, Texas, continue to battle 4 main wildfires that broke out Thursday. Officials say the flames have scorched over 45,000 acres and destroyed more than 50 homes. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is calling for meaningful talks to stop the Russian invasion in a video message earlier today. Western officials say Russia has taken heavy losses in the Ukraine war, and there are signs of flagging morale among Russian troops. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Bulgaria today, meeting with Bulgarian Prime Minister Kirill Petkov.
Putin's war of choice against Ukraine has been tragic.
A major storm system is in the forecast for much of the country, brought on by the seasonal change from winter to spring conditions. Severe weather is first expected to show up Monday afternoon and evening in parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana, then reach into the Tennessee Valley Tuesday night and into the coastal Carolinas region by Wednesday and Thursday. The storm could bring damaging heavy winds, rainfall, possible tornadoes, and flooding conditions. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to 214,000 last week, the lowest total since the first of the year. The biggest increases in claims were in New York, California, and Kentucky. The sharpest declines were in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Republican Congressman Don Young of Alaska, the longest-serving member of the current Congress, died Friday at the age of 88 while traveling home, his office said in a statement. Young, who was first elected to Congress in 1973, was also the longest-serving Republican lawmaker in congressional history. Young's death comes as he was preparing a re-election campaign for a 26th term in Congress. Dr. Anthony Fauci thinks we should brace for another COVID surge.
A new surge in coronavirus infections in Western Europe has experts and health authorities on alert for another wave of the pandemic in the United States, even as the country has done away with most restrictions after a sharp decline in cases. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
Paul Dano is writing a comic book based on the Riddler. Dano, who played the villain in the Batman movie this year, will dive into the origins of the character in a comic book titled Riddler Year One. DC Comics announced the news on Twitter, teasing the comic with a first look image featuring the character's glasses on top of some scattered papers. Dano's debut in a comic writing will release in October. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.